This is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Fro-Cast, hosted by my guys Saul Wright, Keep Listening Heavy Bruh, and King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
You're now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Fro-Cast, episode 240 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur. And you already saw the shoes of the day if you're following us on Instagram. Fro-Cast on Instagram. Fro-Cast on Instagram. I posted up the shoes today.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Fro-Cast on Instagram. Make sure y'all following us. It's the Adidas Tubulars. That's all. You know, keeping it simple today. I'm sitting in with my homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What up, what up? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most slandered, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day. A.k.a., man, 260 more episodes to go before B-Eazy lose a finger. Mm. Yes!
God damn. Did we get to pick the finger?
Man, I hope so.
Damn. Which one you gonna pick?
Let's see, can't be one of the home keys.
Think you got we'll nah.
He ain't never get married. We'll go with the ring finger just to fuck him up.
That's true, but that's too easy. Like, he'll give you that one. We gotta take the fuck you.
I mean, I don't want to. Can't look. We still need to do shit on the site, so I want to take, you know, ring finger. He probably thank us for taking the ring finger away.
Yeah, so you gotta take the fuck you finger. That's a double whammy. You know what I'm saying? He can't flick nobody off, and he'll always be throwing up the V. I'm with that.
It's going to be easy, man. Uh-oh. Nigga tried edibles this week for the first time, man.
Whoa! Everybody tried weed in 2017.
Hey, I'll tell you, so be easy said Sunday. I think he took it Sunday or some shit.
Yeah.
Said he ate half of one. He ate half of the cookie. Some one of his coworkers, you know, baked some, gave him some. And he said he ate half of it, and he didn't do nothing. So he said, as soon as he put the other half in the mouth, he said, that's when the shit, like, kicked in. Easy said he was high as fuck for 2 days. Man said he got in his car, just started driving. He went downtown, walked around for 3 hours. He was evaluating his life. He was, what else he said? He said he couldn't do shit.
He one of the worst motherfuckers to get high with.
Yes, but I'm...
God damn. I remember my plug got me some, the first time I tried edible, it was a gummy bear. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit? So just like Easy, I ate the first one, I was like, this is some bullshit. I ate the second one, and I was like, holy shit. I was high till like 5 o'clock the next day. That shit is something else. And it was a good gummy bear.
Yeah, that's what I told him. He said, you know, I told him, I said, well, look, man, you tell a buddy to bake me some, I'll take some of that. Good gosh. I want to be high for 2 days.
I think I have control issues. Like, I don't want to be that lost in the sauce.
You're not lost in the sauce when you're high. When you're drunk, you have no control over your body.
I just get sleepy either way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I get sleepy either way. I'm not an aggressive drunk. I just get sleepy. It's time to go to bed.
I can't sleep when I'm drunk because it's like it feeling. You feel like you just...
Yeah, see, so maybe I've never been that drunk. Like, I've been drunk enough to go to sleep, but I've never been drunk enough to throw up.
You've never been that drunk?
No, and I went in at the family reunion, bro. I had 12 Heinekens.
That's beer, though. We talking about liquor.
Nigga, that was 12! Shit! I had 12 of them hoes.
Feeling all right, but we talking about go hard on some Jack Daniels, some tequila, some Henny. And you slump, and you just be like, oh, shit.
Like, I don't understand that concept of being that fucked up. It's never appealed to me, so I've never done it.
Told you, man. One night, man, went out, man. This place, man, you pay $10 to get in, you drink all night, bro. Or you can pay $7 extra, and they give you, like, a 30-ounce cup or a 20. It's a big-ass cup, and they fill that up with alcohol all night. So I did that one that night, man. I drank about 5 cups of that shit. It's all right.
Mm-mm.
So this is the most irresponsible thing I ever did. And I drove home that night. I still don't.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah, I don't know how I made it home, but I was fucked up. I mean, thank God it was a straight shot. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't had to do nothing but get on the street and go straight for like 3, 4, 5 miles. You know what I'm saying? But man, I was just like, woo, woo.
I mean, I did that when the World Bar opened in Atlanta. I don't even know if that shit's still open, but the grand opening night, it was, I think it was $10 to get in and free drinks until midnight. So you got in at 9. Me and my homie showed up at 9. We was double fisting all night until midnight. Mm. And still, I wasn't fuck up, throw up, drunk. Like, I was nice. I was fucked up.
It's all right. You might be one of those niggas. You might.
Well, let's call it what it is. I'm fat. So it
might not have nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that.
It has a lot to do with that.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I am a lightweight.
Right. So some people are just lightweights in general, but when you're a big motherfucker, it just takes more.
No, it does. All right. 2 shots, I'm great. If I go 3, I'm fucked up.
Okay, but shots are a whole different ball game.
I'm just saying.
But shots are a whole different ball game.
Maybe that's my problem.
Yeah, see, we were doing mixed drinks and shit. I usually do mixed drinks. I don't usually fuck with too many shots.
But 2 of them, I'm still fucked up. 2 is my, like, I know 2 drinks, I'm nice.
We know some people that get fucked up off half a shot.
I can do that. Sometimes it depends on the liquor. 1 shot to do me in. Like,
God damn.
Yeah, that shit burned my chest, bro. Like, I'm a lightweight when it comes to the drinking. Now, I smoke your ass under the table, man. I ain't gonna lie. Like, you not gonna outsmoke me, nigga. King Jerm will not be outsmoked. Like, a nigga like Snoop might outsmoke me because he don't smoke nothing but gas all day.
Regular
niggas, like, niggas is like me.
I have to cut. Like, I get to a point and then I cut it off. Whether it's smoking or drinking or whatever, I'm like, okay, that's enough.
See, I don't know. I don't have an off valve when it comes to smoking, man. I have a thing in my head where I can't let a nigga say they smoke more than me. So if you smoking, and even if I don't feel like it, I'm gonna hit that blunt because you're not gonna sit there and say, "Yo, man, smoke that nigga on the table." No, you're not.
That must be what the cool kids are doing. This is why it's good not to be cool. I don't have to worry about that shit.
It's all right. That's your little whole little mantra. I seen you do that shit. I saw bust that laugh. He was like, ain't no, I'm not cool either.
Because I'm not. Like, that's the thing. I'm not cool. So when old boy hit me with the "what's popping" blood, I was like, really, nigga?
It's just like, you know, I'm not cool, so, you know.
I'm not cool, bro. When I got out the truck and he hit me with the "what's popping" blood, the first thought was, it's about to go down. I'm from St. Louis. I was like, fuck. But then I was looking at him like, these dudes is like 12. So I was like, what's up, bro? Like, what the fuck is going on, man? My initial thought was, God damn, it's about to happen. It's about to go down. But anyway, man, we got a show for y'all, man. We got some things to talk about. I want to start off with TV talk because I'm excited some of these shows are back, and I'm not excited some of these shows are back. Friday Night Tights is back.
Tights is bite.
And we getting double dose.
Hey, I said, why did they do that to us?
Like, they're killing us, bro.
I said, I like the way they did it last year where they waited, the one was over, then they ran up. Now they're going to be running both of them concurrently. Like, I know they got a 2-week jump on it, but I was like, no, I liked it like that.
And what that means that the offseason is going to really suck because we'll have no football.
None.
That's like, trash, man.
They're giving us all our football right now, man.
That's trash. I mean, I'm excited this back, though. I don't think that the Outlaws, that shit shouldn't be fair. So basically the Outlaws are an all-star team. Because all the city best players are going to the Outlaws.
Nigga, state, nigga. Not just city, state.
Because
you got Buddy coming 300 miles away to play for the Outlaws, boy.
He had to quit.
He had to quit. Because I was just like, when I first saw that, and I was just like, hold on. That's 245 miles. Like, that's a lot of traffic, dude.
4 hours in Texas traffic. 4 hours driving. He's like, man, we can't even make it. I can't even make it. For a goddamn scrimmage?
Yeah, he was like, mandatory practice. That's what it was.
Man, fuck that. We had
it worked out where I make 80% of the practices and, you know, and all that stuff. I was like, damn, like, why would you even commit to that in the first place? That is just like, that's too much.
Like, this is not an AAU team.
It is an AAU team.
You think so? Like, we have yet to see somebody go pro or make it to college.
Bro, like, look, not yet. Give it game. Get Friday Night Tights season 9. Mattel only 12 now, so he got 5 more years before he makes a college, you know, then he got 3 more years after that. So we got 8 more years before Mizell being a pro.
Mizell's not going to play college ball. He going to be like, fuck this shit.
Did you see Mizell is like grown up now? Like, this shit is crazy. Like,
this is gonna sound terrible. The motherfucker had muscles.
Hey, I was just like, yo, that nigga 12. Like, we've been watching this show for a while. Like, this season 4, right?
You know, I don't know. The fact that it's still like on means I'm shocked.
So Mizell is, oh my gosh.
He stood up and couldn't get the jersey on. I was like, wait, this little motherfucker got muscles now? What happened?
I was like, Mizell, I mean, hey, look, Mizell, this from the big homie, King Jern, this from your aunt. Yo, man, start putting alcohol in your face, kid. Straight up, bro. Like, you walk around here with the Nestle Crunch face. Like,
okay, never. Now wait. Now, you got a helmet on, like, all day. They play for the high school team.
You definitely need to put alcohol on your face to come, because, man, he bumping it. Ooh, boy, I was like, ugh.
When they said that they play for their high school team, or they play for their middle school team, and then go play for the after, like, they practicing all week.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't mean you're practicing. Like, you're practicing for two teams. I think the Outlaws and those teams practice, what, three times a week?
Yeah, because he said something about the middle school and do what, Monday and Friday or something? Yeah, like.
So you practicing, like, and it, that's a lot, bro.
It is a lot of football, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of football. Like,
and then you got to
take
two
the contact out of that, man. Because like you said, them boys going to have a lot of miles on them by the time they get to high school and college. Like, man, this shit, and you know, like you said, niggas might burn out. Be like, you know what, man, I'm done with football, man. Like,
I've seen it happen, bro. I've seen it happen. And this is, like, this culture, especially in Texas. It's like, if I ever have a kid, you just can't play. You can't play that early, bro. You can't. It's too much. It's too much. That kid that got knocked out and having a seizure and shit.
Man, look. Oh, speaking of that kid.
Man.
Storm, man. Yo, people, man. So, hey, the funniest part was when the wife walks up, they, you know, they playing the middle of the game. Right. She walks up and is like, yo, we got to do something. He was like, gotta do something. I need solutions. Like, he treated her like a coach. Like you came to me telling me, so we gotta do, like, whatever his name is, we gotta do something. Like, you came to me like a wife when you should have came to me like a coach and said, hey, they blitz on the right side. You might want to do this to the left. That's what you're supposed to say. Not, we need to do something. He was like, I need suggestions. Not, we need to do something. Like,
well, especially after last season where she was like, maybe I need to coach. Exactly. Like, you was sassy as fuck last season. You was sassy as fuck. You talking back to your husband and shit. You was mad. And now you get your ass out here and you're like, maybe we need to do this. Hey, run with it. Run with it. How the fuck?
We need to say something. What do you want to do? Like, what do you see out there? You see so much when you was out in the stands. Right. You can't see. What, you need a better seat? What's the problem? You
know what I'm saying? Get your ass up here. And how the fuck the coach missed the first game?
Bruh, which coach was that?
The owner of the Storm. He wasn't there for the first game.
Oh, the scrimmage. He went there for the scrimmage, was it?
Yeah, it was a scrimmage. He was gone. He was out of town.
Oh yeah. Hey man, look. The wife there, like that's she wanted that. She wanted to be in the kitchen. So now you out there. You see when she was at practice, we're gonna do this, and the other coaches just be showing up. Like, yo, like they treating her like a woman, man. That's crazy, man.
She was bad, man.
Every team should have a woman as a coach.
Right. Well, not if you're the bad example.
Like, yeah, exactly. You're not.
Some of the Outlaws' mamas could be y'all coach, cause they out there talking shit. She like, I don't know who this team is, but whoever it is, they gonna get it. I was like, damn.
Oh, that was Zion that, mama.
Yeah. Well, she always talking. You know what I'm saying? That's her job.
That's my baby shit. Right there.
She talks shit. Zion might get signed too. God damn it.
Hmm. Just like he, I mean, they ain't never not won a championship.
Like, you got them motherfuckers out there. They won 55-0 or 50-0, and the coaches were mad because of how they played.
Yeah, he was just like, man, oh man, this team won shit. Like, them niggas had their scrubs in that practice and played. Like,
and we still one play in the end, bro.
Yeah, he's like, hey man, if you get an interception, don't run it back. We need to get some practice plays in, man.
Oh, that's why he said that.
Yeah, because he was just like, don't ease it, because if they run it back, remember, it's a 50-point, if you go up by 50, game over. Right. So he was telling them, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna see what these what our bench can do. Because if you run it in, game over, we need to get a drive where we can see what the offense can do without them. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. With,
you know.
I thought it was a mercy rule. I thought they were just trying not to show him up.
Oh, nah. They was still trying to show him up by putting it, because remember the coach was like, dang, they ain't even their starters in there. Like, niggas in there tearing their ass up at me. Because, what's his name? He was like, I ain't get my 10 plays. I'm called Snoop.
Mizell said that shit. I ain't get my 10 plays, man. But then, how the other coach, it might have been the coach of the Venom. He said, I'm not out here to win. I'm just out here to teach these kids the game.
Oh, that's a little short, little bald head coach.
Come on, bro. You can't. That's the. Hey, I never want to hear my coach say that shit.
Hey, first off, he playing daddy ball. He got his little short, little fat son at quarterback. And I said, come on, man. I said, ain't nobody on this. Did you see when he ran the little option, how slow he was?
That shit was bad. And then he just threw the motherfucker.
I was just like, bro, get your little fat son from quarterback now. I mean, goddamn, now that's obvious daddy ball. And then like him and the president of the Storm, they beefing already, because it's like the black dude got to get the last word on everything. Even when Buddy came, did his little, you see the water in my hand? If I tighten down on it, got no damn water. Got to keep it together. Like, I thought about it. I said, this shit ain't made no goddamn sense. Like, that was one of the football coach analogies where at the moment it makes sense, but when you think about it, you're like, what the fuck? And then he was like, hey, man, that was a good one. Like, and it was just like, oh, are you on the, you ain't supposed to be on the field? And then, oh, yeah, after the game, we're going to line them up, do this. Oh, no, we're going to say a prayer. It's like, they always, like, they bucking heads. Like,
it's bad, man. Even, and especially, you know, like you said, in season four, we got the Junior Rockets out there talking about some, traditionally, we're just a great team. Win!
Win!
Four seasons, you haven't had a winning season.
The only winning you did was when you got Tadion on your team. That's and then it. You lost him.
That's it. So when the fuck is your tradition of winning? What the, where? Bitch, where?
Life is depressing out here doing the painting the field because the president likes to do this kind of stuff.
Because ain't nobody else doing that shit for your whack ass.
It's just like, then the coaches he got over there, they just like, I can't wait the next week to see what happens.
Man.
I
was glad to see him back, though, man. I was happy about that.
I loved it.
I was hyped to see them back. I don't like watching, so I now have to make sure that I definitely don't watch those the sneak peeks because it was half the episode.
Damn.
I saw all of that shit. So I watched it, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those you press play, it's on a DVR, and I'm like, okay, it's 20 minutes in. I was like, okay, well, that's not snippets. I just saw many episodes. And then when the episode came on, I was like, nigga, I've seen the first half of this show.
Because when you was saying, like, you seen the 20-minute trailer? I was like, 20-minute trailer? I was like,
yeah, bro, 20 minutes is the first. And it's not like a trailer of the season. They don't give you sneak around. It's the first 20 minutes of the first episode.
Yeah, it's like the first. Yeah, that's why I don't watch it. I'm glad I watch it online, man.
Yeah, not watching that shit no more. Another show is back that we watch that I might not watch anymore. Black Ink is back.
It is?
Yeah, Black Ink is back, man. Two first episodes came on back to back.
Damn.
So I don't want to spoil it for you, but I watched the first episode, and the one thing I do want
to
say.
All right, it's Black Ink. There is no storyline. Nothing to spoil.
There's a storyline this season. Yeah, well, I mean. I can tell you if
crying.
You want me to.
Caesar crying.
I can tell you if you want me to.
Oh, shit, arrested.
I can tell you if you want me to. But,
go ahead, man. Donna in a fight.
Well, yeah, Donna fights the first episode. fights the first episode. This season, 125th is open. So now there's two shops. Caesar's taking over 125th. He gave Ted the old shop on 13th or whatever the fuck it is.
Ted about to turn to a whole factory.
So first thing he did is called Teddy's Playhouse. Put a goddamn pole in there.
Look at that, I know it!
Put a goddamn pole in there. So first episode.
Strip joint in 6 months.
Yeah. Come back. They got the fucking tattoo artists and all that shit. Ted's supposed to be able to run the show like he wants to. Caesar runs the other shop like he wants to. Yada, yada, yada. But they got it. Ted hires one tattoo artist. So now they have one in the shop. Her name is Young Bae. She's some Korean chick. She comes in the shop and they show her first tattoo. And there's no irritation. Now, you don't have any tattoos, right?
No.
But you've seen enough tattoos to know when a tattoo is fresh.
Yeah.
There's usually the fucking hair follicles and pores are all wide open. It's some red. There's some swelling. Well, you see that shit. This tattoo was smooth as eggs, bro.
Damn.
No redness or nothing. I was like, come
good
on.
Fuck. Hey, she good as fuck.
Right. Like, the needle's not even going through the skin. What the
damn,
fuck?
She amazing. But she's doing henna? She's doing henna over there, right? Drawing them niggas.
She's airbrushing motherfuckers. Like, come on, bro. Y'all can't be passing off old ass. Like, 3-4 week old tattoos is new.
Stop healed up it. Everything perfect. Like,
healed up and perfect, bro. She came out there. I was like, come on, bro. Y'all can't be doing that. Y'all can't do that shit.
He just tattooed somebody with immaculate skin, sorry.
Apparently. And no irritation of a needle going. And it was like her whole thigh. It's her whole fucking thigh. Like, there's no way you did that much of a tattoo. Ain't no irritation, but whatever, man. Maybe this way we'll get to see some actual work.
Yeah.
Diamond got to a fight immediately. Her and Max B are done. Apparently Max B is like, you ain't putting no money on my books.
Your baby mama.
That's exactly what she said. She's like, yo, like, you've been disrespectful. You still talking to your baby mama, your ex? Why the fuck would I put money on the books?
Is she married to the nigga?
Yeah, she married him.
Oh, shit.
So now by the end of the first episode, she goes to pick up Sky. She gonna pick her up, and she like, okay, where are we going? She was like, we going over Max's baby mama house. And she like, for what? And she said, because she thinks that I really give a fuck about Max, I'm gonna let her know that I don't. So she goes out in front of her project building, burns her goddamn wedding dress on the goddamn street. And she's like, you can have it. She's like, bitch, what you come over here for? Unless you're gonna do something, there's no point in you being here. And they start fighting.
Yes, Donna.
Donna looks like she took another L though, bruh.
Man, I mean, I think Donna, one of them girls from the school of whether I win or lose, it don't matter, but just know that I ain't scared to bump. Think that's she from that school of thought. Like, you know how some niggas, you be like, man, nigga, I always fight, and it don't matter if he win or lose. You know what I'm saying? He just fight all the time.
Like, I totally agree. So just the first episode, I'm like, I don't know if I'm making through the season. Like, it's kind of jumped the shark. Mm. What else is there for you to do? Like, I thought maybe it'd be different. No, the first fucking episode, we got fighting. Oh, shit comes back. He's engaged again.
To a new girl?
Yeah, to a new girl that they got from nowhere. He never went to rehab. He just picked his chick up.
Right. His name is Oh Shit. Did you expect him to go?
He's not Oh Shit anymore. He's Richard.
He's bro. He's Dickie Duncan.
He's Richard now. Shit.
Just call me Dick Richard.
What's her name? Duchess Jr.? She's pregnant now.
Oh, you're talking about the light-skinned girl.
Yeah, she's pregnant now. She got mad because Ted gave her a tattoo to somebody else, but she hadn't been to work in like a week, 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
What the fuck else am I supposed to do? You're not here.
I'm sorry.
You're not fucking here. Of course I gave you a tattoo away. So, yeah, it was the first episode. I haven't watched the second one yet. You got to jump on before I jump off the show, for real. Because I don't think I can do it.
I'm off tomorrow, so I'm going to get caught up on all my TV shit that I haven't watched this week. Speaking of shit I did watch this week, all right?
Yes, sir.
I watched Moonlight. Have you seen it?
No.
Moonlight, man, pretty good movie, man.
I'm shocked. It doesn't really seem like it's your type of movie.
Okay, sorry. First of all, I watch movies, and it's no such thing as my type of movie. And everybody talk about the gay shit. It's not. Empire is way gayer than Moonlight is. One episode of Empire is gayer than Moonlight.
Wait a minute. I didn't know that there was any talk about it being gay.
That's what everybody think. Like, the gay part, the gay man, the gay. Because, okay, story, I'm not going to tell you the story. But the story is, the movie is kind of broken up into three acts. And the three acts are his life as a kid, his life as a teenager, his life as an adult. You know what I'm saying? It's just like shit he's dealing with. He don't know if he gay, you know what I'm saying? But he done some gay shit, you know what I'm saying? But he don't know if he gay or not. Like, he don't know. Like, he just don't know. You know, people call him gay, whatever, but he don't know if he gay. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just, just how the movie break down.
So, is he confused by the definition, or is he confused by confused not knowing if he's gay?
Because he don't know what's going on with himself. Like, he don't know if he gay or not. Like, he ain't never fucked no girl. He never had no girlfriend, but he did some gay shit. Like, him and his boy sat there and jacked each other off. You know what I'm saying?
Well, is he attracted to men?
I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. Like, he don't know.
I don't even understand.
but it's a good movie, though, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, is that the premise of the movie?
No, I don't know what the premise is, man. I just watched it because it's up for Oscar and all this shit, man. And my boy, nigga that played Cottonmouth and Remy Danton on House of Cards is in it, man.
Yeah, well, so the reason I said I didn't think it was your type of movie is because...
Oh, hold up. Let me get one more thing out before you go in. It's all right. Janelle Monáe dressed up like a hood girl in this movie. Oh, my God.
I'm really shocked that you're just now coming around to Janelle Monáe.
Bruh, because she always walk around with the fucking bouffant on and shit. I ain't like that shit.
But she had like gorgeous. The look.
I get it. I never said she wasn't cute. I just wasn't a fan. But when I seen her dressed up like the hood girl, I was like, whoa. Because at first I was like, yo, who that look like? I said, that's Janelle Monáe. I said, oh my God. Like, oh shit. Like, that shit it did something to me, man. So, yeah, man. Janelle Monáe, early win of the week, man.
Damn. I'm going to check it out, man. I meant to see.
She WCW status in that movie, bro.
I'm going to have to check it out. I was going to check it out anyway, but I want to see that. I want to see Jamie Foxx's movie, Sleepless.
Okay.
It doesn't even necessarily look like it's that good a movie. But it's a black action film, and it's Jamie Foxx. I'm a Jamie Foxx fan, so I want to check it out. It's probably going to be terrible, but I'm going to watch that anyways. I want to see Moonlight, and I want to see Hidden Fences.
You want to see Hidden Fences?
Yeah, I want to see Hidden Fences, too. I need to see a couple movies. So that might be what I do next week.
I seen Fences. I watched that.
Did you? Is it good?
I mean,
I don't understand what that movie's about either, by the way.
It's, okay, basically, it's about an old black man that ain't the best father, but all he know is I provide for my family. I go to work every day. I give you what you need. You might not get everything you want, but I work hard. You got a roof over your head. You should be happy. That's what I got from
it. Is the whole movie?
Nigga, the whole movie is shot basically at the house. It's like, you can tell it's a play. Like, you know, it was adapted from the play. It uses every word from the play is in there. And you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's too slow for me. That's what everybody was just like, oh, I did not like that. I said, it was just dull and slow. Like, all the movie was at the house. Like, it wasn't no action. Would you expect Denzel to be jumping out of windows and shit? No, nigga. Like, I ain't telling him to go fucking, you know what I'm saying? What's your boy from, you know, Bruce Willis or nothing? I ain't asking him to be jumping out of exploding windows or something, but goddamn, let me see some action.
Okay, but let's be fair. We have seen Denzel do that for the last two movies.
Exactly.
So it's not far-fetched that he jumping out windows and kicking ass. Like, he did that shit twice.
I need to see that. I get it. Like, I just need a little bit more action in this movie. Because this movie, it was too much dialogue. It was all about the way that they the dialogue and how, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna be honest, Denzel and your girl, what's her name, Viola Davis?
Yeah.
Excellent job. But it was just like, I needed more action. You know what I'm saying?
It's basically the old Raising of the Sun ass movie.
Basically, yeah, there you go. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, in the play, James Earl Jones played the nigga that Denzel did. So just imagine.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, which is a good movie. It's just when you go and see, like, yeah, I'm gonna have to go ahead. I'm gonna have to bootleg that one. I'm not going to pay
watch
that.
Yeah, you got to.
I'm not paying watch that. That's really
fucked up. I've been seeing it. I paid my money to go see it.
So John paid. I got to pay.
All the rest of the bootlegs of 2017, you know, because then I went to the AMC. Like, they got this little new theater, like a assigned seating. It's all right. I don't know if I told you. But, you know, it punishes people that don't get to the movies early. So if you a nigga and you always, you know, you decide you want to see a movie at the last minute, oh, your ass going to be sitting on the front row. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what happened to me.
But how is that different than normal?
Because it's like, okay, you go in to buy your ticket, then they show you all the seats in the theater, then all the seats that's darked out are the ones that's already taken. So you can only buy the seats that's lit up, and 9 times out of 10, and it don't go with nobody. If you're going to buy yourself, you might have a chance to get in a better seat. But if you want two seats together, it's always going to be on the front row, man.
Right, but that's if you show up late to a movie and it's a hot movie, that's how the shit goes anyway. Just don't get to see it.
This was matinee, bro. And then, okay, then this was like, I was there. It was the 1 o'clock movie, so, right? The man go tell me, I said, damn, man, how much is it? He was like, $11. I said, $11?
God damn.
I was just like, I thought this was a matinee. He said, oh, matinee is before 12. I said, God damn, before 12 is the matinee now? So I was just like, damn, okay, all right, and, you know. But then I get in there, the chairs, they recline like a motherfucker. I'm talking about, it's all right. I was laid back like I was in my lazy boy at home, my nigga. Like, that shit was comfortable. And man, hey, bro, it was, spent fucking almost $50 at the movies that day, but it was worth it.
Hey, man, when you go to movies nowadays, you have to really treat yourself. Like, you have to do it. You have to do it.
That's why all bootlegs for the rest of the year, man. I spent 50 at the movies, man. I paid the movie man, and I paid the $20-something at the concession. So, you know, hey, everybody got paid, so the rest of the year on y'all niggas, man.
It's really annoying when you pay all that money for the concession shit and it's terrible. Like, when you get what the fucking, like, I don't know, everybody get what they get. I usually try and get a press one and something to drink, a soda water, some shit like that.
That's that Midwest shit. I never understood this pretzel. Why do people like pretzels? Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Are they good? I never had one, man.
Sometimes. That's the whole point of me saying the story, though. Last time I went, the shit was terrible. Like, I didn't even taste it until I walked in the theater. I sat down and shit, and I went to bite it, and I was like, yo, this shit is trash, B. It was horrible. Like, I just threw that motherfucking, it was nobody else in the theater, so I just threw it across the theater. It was bad. I know I wasn't getting the money back, and I wasn't going to leave the theater to do it, so just fuck it. That was an L. But I spent like $12 for a soda and a pretzel.
Damn.
And I'm not, what do you get? You get the candy?
I get popcorn and a drink.
Mm-hmm. I'm never getting that popcorn again. You went to the early show, too, and you got the popcorn?
I mean, they popped it. I seen this popcorn popping fresh. Like,
okay.
And they got the Coke Freestyle machines in there, so you make your own drink. And then, you know, you put your own butter on your shit and whatever other shit you want. You do all that yourself. Like I said, but I always buy me some Goobers or some M&M's. You know what I'm saying? I buy them before I go to the movies and bring them in myself. And that was why I snitched on the nigga that day too. All this, you know what I'm saying? All that.
Hey man,
I mix my M&M's and Goobas in my popcorn, man. That's what I do.
So you got like a little trail mix. So you got a hood.
Yeah, it's like trail mix. I had that shit. You might be M&M Goobas with your popcorn. The sweet and salty together, man. Yes.
Your hands be fucked up when you get done because this shit melts.
Yeah, I get like nigga, I get a whole rack of that. I get a whole rack. I have thick ass fucking. I mean, it looks like a fucking bird, man. Fucking wide, nigga. Like, yo, nigga, I get a big stack and I get the big drink and I get that shit refilled. Nigga, I don't play that game. I'm going out with popcorn. I don't play that shit.
God damn. Something else. I just saw a commercial for something else that I was watching. Oh, The Breaks comes back in February.
The Breaks. That's what the lights can do.
Yeah, the hip hop shit.
Yeah. Hip opera.
And something else is supposed to be coming back. So I forget, man. I realize that we didn't talk about we haven't talked about TV shows for real in a minute.
Cause we ain't been, it's been kind of dry.
Yeah, like, it's been real dry.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, but the shit's about to start popping. I know Thrones coming back.
Yep.
Better Call Saul coming though, back.
Right?
Huh?
That's like June though, right? Thrones?
Oh yeah, May, June. It's always around May, yeah, June.
We got a wild fucking Atlanta coming back to 2018.
Yeah, thanks to fucking Donald Glover going to be fucking great and playing in some whack ass, I don't know, what's the shit called? Star Wars?
Yeah, it's another Star Wars movie. I saw the last one, not the last one. I saw the one that came out last year. I'm not impressed. When I say last
year. That was Rogue One?
Yeah, not that's impressed.
What's out now, ain't it?
With the black dude. The one with the black dude. I don't know which one it is anymore.
Oh, okay. Rogue One is the one that's out now. Everybody yeah. say, they say this one. It's pretty good. My buddy said it's pretty good. He was like, because I asked him, because I ain't seen none of the Star Wars movies that came out. Like, I ain't seen nothing but The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and Star Wars.
I'm
the
only one that's
seen. Ain't never seen Phantom Menace and all that other bullshit. Episode 1, 2, and 3. I only seen 4, 5, and 6. And like the day at work, man, white boys are clowning me and shit. I was like, yeah, man, you know, Donald Glover going to play Han Solo. And he kind of looked at me and he was like, I know what you meant. But it's not Han Solo. It's whatever, Landau, whatever.
Oh, he's playing Billy Dee.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, my bad. He said, we know what you mean, bro. I said, I know y'all probably looking like, this fucker don't know nothing about Star Wars. You know me. I started making him laugh. But yeah, man. So I asked him, I said, can I see this? What, I haven't seen other shit. He was like, yeah, man, this one is actually a continuation of the 4, 5, and 6. And I said, y'all niggas crazy with this shit, man. Like,
hey. Dude made, hey, I can't be mad at Lucas, you know what I'm saying? He made what? Was it a billion, 10 billion, something stupid when he sold his franchise?
Man, look, who knows? Yeah, Disney getting it. They just say, yo, we making all kind of movies. Man,
That's a hustle, man. I can't be mad at him. Speaking of people I am mad at, though.
Who you mad at?
Steve Harvey.
Why are you mad at Steve Harvey, Saul, right?
Why the fuck?
Buy one of his suits?
No, first of all, I hate Steve Harvey suits.
Did you buy some of the bacon he's selling in Walmart?
Why is he selling bacon?
I don't know, but I saw it the other day and I bust out laughing. I was like, whoa, Steve Harvey, some bacon?
Wait, wasn't he hustling sausage?
That must be all of the bacon side, the breakfast. Yeah, it must be the breakfast. Yeah. But it must be bacon and the breakfast meat. Now, he hustling that.
Steve Harvey meets with Donald Trump. And I don't know why this list of black people that are parading into Trump's office to have these conversations is growing. But Joseph Koons, I can't do it. I don't understand the idea of the people that are oppressed extending the olive branch to the oppressor as a way of mending the bridge. What the fuck is wrong with you?
But okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, what's the difference in him meeting, like, them going to see any president? Like, I don't, like, is it because it's just Trump?
Yeah, absolutely because it's Trump.
Okay.
Absolutely because Trump has been vocal about fuck everybody else.
He Trump only gives a fuck about himself now. He don't care about nobody else either. Like,
he said, fuck everybody. I have no policies. And he won the presidency. And now, y'all, and not only that, Steve Harvey was very vocal about anti-Trump.
He was one of the motherfuckers that was talking shit. Like, I mean, he was on that, look, the Clinton bandwagon hard. Boy, I was just like, man, he need ride for Bernie. He
not
was like,
at all.
Hillary.
And now Trump is in office, and now you like, what are you talking about? Allegedly, he's going to talk about how you get money back to the community and all this shit. Look, some of these people's track records you can't argue with. Steve Harvey has done different events and things about raising funds and mentoring the youth. I get it.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's shit that you don't have to talk about. Steve Harvey, for me, from what I've seen, and this is not from what he's done, this is from what I've seen him do. I'm sure there's a lot of other shit that I don't know. This is some suck-ass shit.
Mm.
So it doesn't make sense to me. Jim Brown met with Trump, too. Look, if there's anybody I want questioned, it's Jim Brown. If Jim Brown met with him, I'd like to know what they talked about. But even if I don't know, I'd imagine it's all above board. I have no questions about Jim Brown meeting with Trump. Chrisette Michelle performing at the inauguration. If she doesn't pull the okey-doke, she's dead to me. Damn. And I love Chrisette Michelle, bro.
That's my wife. I told my wife that, too. I said, yo, your girl? She's still by Chrisette Michelle albums when they drop. Because she was just like, yo.
I do, too. I love Chrisette Michelle, bro.
Man. And that hurt. I said, she performing at the inauguration in one of them little balls. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, like, it's all right. I mean, are you upset about that? Like, it's just, I mean.
I just said she's dead to me if she don't pull the okey-doke.
But she need the money, though.
No, Questlove said, I'll pay you not to perform.
Oh, shit.
Questlove said, fuck that shit. I will give you money.
Questlove got money like that?
Come on, bro, stop it. You gotta be shit.
Saying, like, you know, you think Questlove, but he look like a nigga that be saving. He frugal ass nigga, man.
Of course, he ain't spending on clothes. What do you think he's doing?
Yes, Questlove is cakey.
It's fuck. So he said, yo, don't even do this shit. I got you. And she said she still feels like she needs to support, and she needs to be there to bridge the gap and speak for the voiceless. And sometimes the voices don't have shit to say.
Man, they not gonna let her get up there and say no bullshit. They gonna like, yo, you go up there, you try, you want to, bitch, we gonna tear this check up in front of your eyes.
Then take the L, bro, because you already taking the L.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe she gonna, like you said.
It's gotta be the okey-doke, bro.
She gonna go out there and, you know what I'm saying?
Get some swing low on their ass, sweet shit. She gotta go in, man. She can't go out there and sing what they expect her to sing. She gotta pull a Kanye. Trump don't care about black people. She gotta do it.
So if she don't do that, she go out there.
She's dead to me, bro.
Dead to me. And she just go and do her song.
Dead to me. And then fucking dead. And that'll hurt. Like, she's one of the 10. She's one of my 10. She's done. I'm like, damn. Mm. She's dead to me. I'm not feeling that, man. I'm not feeling that shit at all. So I don't know what this whole Trump thing is. I don't understand why. Who was it? Tyrion Lannister said your love for your oppressors is astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same shit. I don't get it. And this shit is pissing me off. But good luck. I don't know what else to say to that. This shit you got on here is very interesting. Like, when I saw this on the outline, I was like, yo. And I just watched the video too.
Mm-hmm.
It makes some good points. What we got on the outline is saying that we got to get these music topics in. We got to get a check. Who was bigger at their height? Nelly or Drake? Just looking at the question, is Drake.
No!
When you just look at the question.
No!
Just by proximity, by recent history, mm-mm. I think you say Drake.
That's all right. But can I give one reason why you don't say Drake?
Go for it.
Nelly sold 10 million records on one album. 10 million.
I'm personally siding with Nelly. But I think when you look at the question before you think about it, the knee-jerk reaction is Drake.
Nah, that's for, like, if you don't know no better, you would just say Drake. If you wasn't alive during that time to see how Nelly was, like, really doing it. Like, man, from the time he was a Country Grammar to the next album, Nellyville, like, yeah. That shit.
He had hits.
At a time where niggas actually had, where physical albums were being sold.
I think for me, that's what makes the difference. Like, they talk about how even though the music industry is different, so you're comparing two totally different machines, the fact that Drake is being streamed, like, what is it, 1 billion streams for views? That's cool, but that means that's 1 billion streams of people who won't buy the album.
Yes.
Right? Those are kind of streams. If you didn't purchase the album, that means you belong to some music subscription service and you're listening to the music as part of the service. You haven't committed to that album.
Nope.
But Nelly had 10 million people go out and buy his shit. Like, they went and copped it and probably bought multiple copies. St. Louis is busy. We rep our own, but we ain't bought 10 million albums.
No.
He put Air Force Ones really on the map.
Yeah. Well, as Deezus and Mero said, killed the Air Force One game because everybody started wearing them, and then, you know, the niggas that was always wearing Forces, you know, they stopped wearing them because everybody wear Forces now. It's like, man, drove the price of Air Forces up. Air Force used to be like $74.69. Nelly made that song, them shits went up $20. Hey, 20. I was like, saying, whoa, what the fuck?
So my initial reaction, like I said, was Drake. I was like, well, Drake has got a lot of people that are copying the Drake thing now. Nelly didn't have that same impact, but culturally, Nelly had niggas wearing jerseys backwards.
Let's be honest. Nelly, he also helped. Did the Cardinals win a title during Nelly's primetime years? Because I know the Rams did.
Nah, that was early. That's early 2000. I think we won one in 2006, and before then was like.
Okay, so just Nelly bought his city a title during his hype.
That works. I would that he brought. Yeah, he brought. Well, 21 shit. Yeah, we can give him two, right? We can give him two.
Yeah, I mean, and then only one of them is immortalizing the Jay-Z song as being a boss. Only dudes moving units is M, Pimp Juice, and us. I don't see, you know, he's immortalized by Hov saying like, yo, you not doing it if you ain't one of these three niggas. Like, I just told you. You know what I'm saying?
If you go into a strip club right now, which is probably gonna be playing on Drake, you be alright. But if they put on a Nelly song, it's popping in that motherfucker right now.
Let's not forget, Nelly is in the BT Uncut Hall of Fame.
The greatest video ever, bro.
Greatest video of all time. Matter of fact, St. Louis got two of the greatest uncut videos of all time. Right there in Tip Drill.
Hey, man, look. That song, that video, put the whole goddamn network on the map. He might have saved BT. Nelly.
You got to think about the people that Nelly put on. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nelly had a TV show. It's not even in his height now, but still, it's like, come on, man. Nelly still got Drake, man. I'm sorry.
He still got a TV show.
I ain't never seen a Nelly soft meme, man. Never.
And not only that, he's still on BET with Real Husbands of Housewives. Real Husbands of Hollywood, which is also a funny show. Nelly's putting people through college. Look, so I guess the only other thing you can compare is the bed, right? So Nelly's got Ashanti. Drake has got Ashanti. Had Ashanti.
We can't go with girls, man. Cause Drake, man.
I'm about to say
Drake all over the map, man. Drake got him in the girl category, man. He got more. Drake, hey man, listen. We don't know about like the chicks back then weren't that popular like this. And Nelly probably knocked off a lot of them, but we don't know about that. But Drake, I got to get to Drake, man. He got Ravy Loso, Bria Miles, fucking. First,
you don't have to say shit else.
Winnie Munoz, like,
you
come on, man.
You don't have to say shit else.
Bernice Burgos, like, I mean, he got everybody WCW Drake to tap one, like, it's sad, bro.
You just gonna not
bro.
Say
like,
Serena Williams? You just gonna not say Serena?
That's not to brag. I wouldn't even tell nobody. I wouldn't tell nobody. That's the one I keep to myself.
Like, kids of slander right here. Ravy Loso, how did you stop fucking Ravy Loso?
Nigga, that's one right there, man, that I'm poking holes in the condom. I'm getting pregnant. I'm marrying her. You know what I'm saying? I get married in another state of Ravy Loso if it was possible. I wouldn't even tell my wife. I'd be like, listen, man, I'm married, man.
Ray, that's the motherfucker you cry. Like, you would cry after some Ravy Loso.
And did you see that nigga in that Chicago store crying over his girlfriend, leaving him and shit? He was boo-hoo crying. He was a black dude in a Bulls jacket. That's what made me so sad. Like, God damn it, nigga, a Bulls jacket? I mean, he was crying. He was, begging, pleading. The police was there trying to separate him. She was sad, bro.
Hey, man, love do that to you sometimes, man.
And I told you that's the pussy be amazing. Y'all ladies don't understand, man. When y'all throw that good poom-poom on these niggas and, man, had niggas doing crazy shit like that, man, y'all...
It's you know, this is a good time. I would love to know what the rest of the staff thinks on this one. Leave your comments. Let us know what y'all think. Call in or some shit like that. Nelly versus Drake. Who was bigger at that height? I think even now, with social media the way it is now, if Nelly dropped now, he'd be bigger than Drake.
Yes.
Because the fact that he don't have the emo factor.
No, that's what I'm saying. Nelly made the little pop songs and the little, you know what I'm saying? But the shit was like... You ain't really feel bad about, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Like, you can still ride to some Nelly right now. It'd be okay.
Yeah, Batter Up. I like that song, man.
it'd still be, it'd be okay. Like, you can ride it there. But you roll up to a light and you playing some loud-ass Drake that's not hype or some shit like that. Yeah. People going to be like, what the fuck are you listening to, bro?
Ellie ain't got not one Marvin's Room song. Nah. He did do that country shit when he, you know, crossed over, did that country shit.
Yeah, he did the sweatsuit album, whatever fucking
Yeah, that with Toby Keith or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
that shit was
rough. For me at the inauguration, by the way.
Toby Keith is?
Yeah.
Not shocking, though. Like, that's so
he also performed at Obama's too. So he's like, yo, all right,
I didn't get
last three president thing. They asked me, I'm gonna go, man.
He's getting checks. What are you gonna do? Turn down a government check. Loser of the week, early loser of the week. Obama. How the fuck you gonna get some old Jordan Lab 4s, man, for the presidential shoe? That's some bullshit.
Obama is the most swagless nigga alive, man. Like, yo, y'all niggas just, we are enamored with him being black, but we don't understand that the nigga ain't got no swag, bro. He African and white. He not black.
It was gifts. He didn't buy him.
Hey, man, he's a poser, man. Obama's a poser,
man.
He
didn't buy him. He didn't buy him. He had to learn to be that.
Bro, he had to learn to be that cool, bro. He ain't got it naturally, man.
Hey, man, I rock for the swag.
This nigga tuck his shirt in when he balling. He's got no swag, bro.
I rock for the swag, these niggas. I'm just saying them shoes is terrible.
That's his, he probably think they fly. Like he
didn't purchase them. They were a gift.
That's what I'm saying. You think he didn't know about it? He probably designed them shit. He was like, yes.
He didn't do
that. Just what I wanted.
So leftovers.
Like, he know, like, Nike, look, Phil Knight was like, yo, bro, we got some original dead stock. Like, yo, we got the 86 fucking MJ, Air Jordans, whatever. Like, the 88, nigga, we got some fours right here, nigga, the originals, nigga.
They are fours.
Huh?
They are fours, but they're the patent leather black fours, the lab fours. The all patent leather.
That's what I said. Them shit's whack.
Yeah, them motherfuckers is ugly as shit. So you might early lose. And Dexter Fowler, even though you're a Cardinal now.
Obama ain't got no swag, bro, man. None, man.
Dexter Fowler, you gave it to him. You're a Cardinal, so we're going to let that shit pass. But that was fucked up. This is fucked up shit to give him, man. Now, why the fuck? I haven't watched this video because I like to do the live shit.
Uh-huh.
But this shit says pole dancing toddler. What the fuck did you put on the outline, bruh?
And first of all, this is from the Boss Man Be Easy.
Oh shit, we gotta talk about it.
So, you know, it's from the Mind to Be Easy. You never know where he's on the dark web and all that good stuff. So, yeah. Mother, I'm trying to see what town this is in, man. But
it's gotta be Florida. I don't even know. It's gotta be somewhere in Florida. It's gotta be somewhere in Florida. Daily Elite. What does it say? Mother is receiving criticism after criticism for every angle after filming her daughter pole dancing. The 18-second video, which was shared on Facebook, has been viewed over 280,000 times, and the internet doesn't know how to feel about it. Doesn't say where.
Just watch the 18-second video. Okay.
So wait. The baby just slid down the pole.
Yeah, that's okay. I thought I was gonna watch the video and see the little baby turn it up, making it clap or something, man. You know what I mean?
The baby just slid down the pole.
Slid down the pole. Like, she ain't even spent twirling around the pole like Spider or nothing. She just slid down the pole like
you do at the jungle gym at the school.
Exactly. I don't see nothing wrong. I thought the baby was about to drop it like it was hot. I thought she was about to get down there and start, twerking or something. But no, man, this is no outrage.
It's a non-story.
It's crazy, man.
It's a non-story, bro.
Non-story like a motherfucker, man.
Like, when it said that they don't know how to feel about it, I'm like, okay, well, why is there confusion? If this is a baby busting it open, this is... That sounds so fucked up. That sounds so fucked up.
That's why I was saying it when I was getting the imagery in my head, like baby up and down and just twerking all hard. So I was like, what? This little feels weird talking about this, man. Because I couldn't imagine a little baby sitting there just making it clap us up in a diaper. That should have been wild as a
I like a diaper thumb.
Oh,
nigga said baby making a clap. Holy shit.
Coming down the pole like with the thing, got the mask twirling in slow motion like the Matrix or something, man.
Oh my God.
And this is a non-story. Go to any park in America. Not if you're a pervert. Oh, that would be weird.
Yeah, like, don't do that.
Yeah, kids would be sliding down poles like that all day, man. She did nothing. Shit. They be like, well, why is there a pole in the room? Okay, mommy might be a stripper. I mean, shit. I mean, like I said, the video of her dancing, you know, inappropriately is not out there. What you presented me is just a baby sliding down a pole.
Right. It's not a problem. It's not a problem.
Not a problem, man.
Now, here's a nigga that I don't know. Like I said, again, this goes with my mantra, I'm not cool. Tax Stone got locked up.
Sorry. How do you not know Tax Stone? For us being podcasters, sorry. How do you not know Tax
Stone? Well, first of all, I host a comedy podcast. Is this nigga funny?
He kind of funny. He's like Tax Stone.
Is he a comedian?
No, he's not a comedian.
I work for a comedy podcast, sir. I don't know
Tax Stone. Oh, okay. Tax Stone is a nigga that interviewed Beanie Siegel and all that shit.
He was stoking the fire. He's the instigator.
He's not the instigator.
Yeah, he's the instigator. If it's some shit popping off, he's always the instigator. Whatever. He's always there when some shit pop off. He's the first motherfucker on the scene.
Well, I mean, now they come to him for the interview, man. People like, because he got like a little raw, edgy podcast where, he talk to, you know what I'm saying, rappers and shit. You know what I'm saying? You ask some questions that, it's pretty good podcast. I mean, Tariq Nasheed was on his last episode, which might be his last episode if he don't beat these charges. Oh, that's what we're talking about. Tax Stone was arrested in the connection with the Troy Ave shooting last year. Not to be confused with the Troy Ave shooting that was just like last month.
The other one.
Yeah, we talk about the one before that, the one previously where he was shown doing like when T.I. was in some club and they were shooting inside there. So apparently, Tax Stone's DNA was found on the trigger. The butt of the gun, you know what I'm saying, the handle, and on the magazine.
Oh, well, it's a fucking wrap. There's no, like, what are we talking about? This is over.
Hey, okay, you know what I'm saying? Tax is a felon, so him just, have, you know, the shit on his gun, they're going to hit him with that. But if he, and then somebody died in this, and Troy Ave was shot, and so I don't know what, man, you know what I'm saying?
It's been real. This shit's over. Yeah. This shit's over, bro.
Damn.
Like, you're done. I don't understand. Look, I've heard you can't take the hood out of motherfucker. You can take him out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of motherfucker. But there has to be a dollar amount on your hood shit.
Yeah.
There has to be when you just stop fucking around. Like your boy Hernandez, the tight end for the former tight end for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Once you got that second contract, that should have been it.
Yeah, that's just been like, you know what, man?
You can hire niggas to do the dirty shit and take the time.
The first contract should have been the end of it. Like, well.
yeah, because it wasn't a rookie cap when you got signed.
Yeah.
So your first contract was some money, but that second contract, bro? Hey, you should be done at that point. Mm. But no, I don't understand. Tax on you out here, you already felon. You doing good. You hanging out with T.I. and shit. You apparently out there good. People know you.
Work for Jay-Z, all that, man. He got the number one podcast in the world, man.
Well, shit. It's open for us now.
Oh, stop it. It's all right. We don't want to come up on somebody's misfortune.
What the fuck we do? We got to get out these streets. If the number one spot is open, we coming for it. He not doing it.
Oh, shit.
We got to come up, man.
You had a tax hive coming at us, all right.
What? I'm not hating. The nigga's about to go away forever. I'm not saying, hey, if you beat the charges, good, but your DNA is on all over the gun? You about to do some time, bro. There's like Cochran's dead. I don't know a lawyer that can get you off these.
Yeah, they arrested this nigga on MLK Day, too.
Oh, yeah, you're an example, bro. Hey, man, stay up, man. Hey, if you find a way to beat it, first of all, if you're innocent and you find a way to beat it, then props to you.
Yeah, then he has a very he's very tough on snitching. So
he's one of those anti-snitching.
Yeah, so he, you know what I'm saying, if he get out real fast, you know, niggas gonna be like, oh, so he really might have to do this ride, man. Damn.
If you a two-time felon and you get caught up in some shit, let's say you a two-time felon, you hanging out with me, somebody gets shot, you was with me, and they arrest you thinking it was you. Are you telling?
Nah, man.
So you gonna take the life, you gonna take the 20 years because stop snitching.
Oh, hold on. Time
right. Out. You already got two strikes.
Say the incident again.
Somebody got shot. Mm-hmm. You already got two strikes. I ain't saying somebody died, but you already got two strikes. You with me. Somebody gets shot. You didn't do it, but they say you did.
I ain't do it. I mean, now we're going to take this to trial. I'm like, hey, I ain't do it and prove it wasn't me. I ain't going to sit there and say, if I knew who did it, I'm like, yo, it was that nigga right there in the orange. You know, it was Johnny Bananas the one that did it. Nah, I'm not going to, you know.
You facing 20 years, though.
But if I got evidence to show it wasn't me, and I know I wasn't there, but if I was there and...
Right, you there. You saw the shit happen. The only thing that can save you is your work.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to say who did that shit. I'm not going to jail for nobody else. It's not going to happen.
Right. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's not snitching, though.
That is snitching.
If, okay, so me and you go to rob somebody, and in the process of it, we get caught, and I get away or whatever.
And you tell on the motherfucker that was there with you?
Yeah, I'm like, well, Saul Wright was with me. Now, that's snitching. Yes, that's snitching.
But that's what I'm saying. Look, it's either you or me.
Yeah.
And you got two strikes, and they said, look, you're going to jail unless you tell us who the fuck did it. And you tell them it was me, that's snitching.
Yeah, that is snitching.
That's exactly snitching. So, like, hey, if this motherfucker is already a felon, and they got you on this goddamn gun with DNA on it, hey, you got to snitch. You gonna go to jail for what?
Damn.
You put yourself in a fucked up situation. Now, if it's your first strike or something, you might, hey, you want to ride on honor and shit? That's on you. We already talked about what I'm going to do in jail. I'm not leaving the fucking courtroom alive.
Damn.
So, it ain't for me. I ain't about that life at all.
So, you going Brian Nichols on y'all niggas. Look that up, people. Brian Nichols.
I'm going ham in this motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, Brian Nichols was that nigga, man.
I'm going ham in this motherfucker. Nino Brown. I'm going out
Brian
like
Nichols
Nino.
Was a real life Nino Brown, nigga. Look him up. That's the nigga that went in Atlanta that went crazy back in the day, nigga. About 05, 06. Shot the judge, shooting everybody. You remember that day that he went on then he escaped from the courtroom and it was like a 48-hour manhunt looking for this nigga.
Yeah, but see, I don't, I have a different life. I'm not trying to live with all these escapes and always be hiding for the rest of my life. That's too much stress. You're going to kill me in the courtroom.
Yeah, he was on his way to court. And then he was changing his clothes, and he wrestled the gun away from the cop that was watching him, shot that person, ran into where the judge was, shot the judge, boom, shot the lady that be sitting there typing, boom, shot her, ran out in the street, shot another cop, bam, went and pistol whipped somebody, took their car, jumped out of the car, jumped on the martyr, rode the martyr somewhere, like this nigga with no shirt on and a damn suit jacket. Like, the nigga was looking crazy as a motherfucker out in the streets, man. But that shit was amazing, bro.
Where did he get off? He get off in Bankhead?
Nah, I think they caught him out, like, Gwinnett or some shit like that. Yeah. Like, he went to some woman house, some white girl house, and they smoked meth or something and prayed, and then he turned himself in. I was like, man, girl, you was a girl he was messing with. Stop playing. Like, nigga ain't just gonna come to your house and nigga to kill 4 or 5 people today and not kill you. Like, what are you, crazy? Like...
He was on trial for rape when he escaped from custody and murdered the judge presiding over his trial, a court reporter, a sheriff's deputy, and a federal agent. No, bruh. No. No, that's exactly not what I want to do. No, like, you gonna kill me? I'm not killing 6 more people. You was on trial for rape at that, bruh. Take the plea. You did all that for rape? Hey, man, that's the most expensive piece of pussy you had in your entire life, bruh. Holy shit. No, bruh. Rape. This motherfucker killed the judge, the court reporter, a police officer, and a federal agent. No, like, at some point, you gotta say, this is enough. God damn. And he was captured alive?
Yes.
How the fuck? Hey, man.
They did not have no clue where this nigga was, man. He called and turned this up. They thought he was, they looking for him. Man, this man was, they were looking for him in a car. He had jumped out of the car. The car they was looking for was still in the parking garage. They doing a massive manhunt looking for this car, and it's in the parking garage. This man jumped on the martyr. Like, he was on the martyr riding the train and the bus, man. I said,
He went from a rape charge, which, you know, depending on where you at and what the situation was, it's not going to be life. Might not be fun on the inside, but it's not life. you ended up going from a rape charge to 54 counts, including murder, felony murder, kidnapping, armed robbery, aggravated assault, aggravated battery, theft, carjacking, and escape from authorities. Holy shit. And then he went on to plead not guilty. What? What? Man, shit. Talk about something. He was insane and shouldn't be held accountable. He's obviously insane. He went crazy. He might have went crazy because he was going to jail the first time. Holy shit. Yeah, it took them 12 hours and 2 days to find him guilty. What took so long? Hey, man, look. Is he dead? I haven't finished reading this. Is he dead? Is he alive?
I think he's... I know he's on death row.
Holy shit. Nichols was spared multiple death sentences while the jury failed to reach a unanimous decision as required by... This is what happens when you have black people in court. It's black people on the jury.
Oh, the women, like, he was, the women was loving him, man. They was like, oh, my God. Like, he was just like a heartthrob for... Shit was crazy, man.
Black people, right. this is where when you get that jury duty notice, this is why your ass is supposed to show up. Now, I'm not saying he shouldn't be killed, but if you're one of the people that don't believe in the death penalty, this is why your ass needs to be on the damn jury. God damn. It still has a live date, so he's still alive.
Yeah.
Wow. I never heard that story.
Yeah, man, it was crazy that day, man. I mean, this shit was, me and BZ was like, yo, man, you hear about the nigga? Like, yo, this shit crazy. Like, we was at work. And everybody, like, it just came on. Like, it was like, yo, be on the lookout for him. I mean, it was just like, this shit was nuts, man.
God damn. You see some strange shit on the Martyr, but you see that? Imagine somebody was on the Martyr and saw him that day. And you're alive. You're a lucky motherfucker, because he had just killed four people.
Yeah, you didn't even know about it. Like, you just sit this man, you probably looked at this nigga like, this nigga ain't got no shirt on and a blazer. Like, what the fuck?
Right,
like,
you just thought he was another crazy motherfucker on the Martyr.
Yeah, crazy nigga in Atlanta. But no, this nigga just killed like five people. Like, wow. What are you talking about?
Wow. Hey, man, it's tough out there in the streets, man. Shit. Yeah. It's tough out there in the streets. What else? Is that all we got on here?
Let's see, man.
We kind of breezed through the show. Like an hour. I'm shocked. You got your Keep It 100.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, because yeah, you did it. Oh, yeah, Keep It 100, man. This week, this past Sunday, man, great, great, great day. June 16th, to be exact. January 16th, to be exact. Faced off the Green Bay Packers in Dallas in the first playoff game in Dallas at home. You know, they was 13-3. You know, they had the phenomenal rookies. You know, Dallas was the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl because of this great offense they had. But one thing they did not have, and that was a good defense. And that defense got torched by Aaron Rodgers on a motherfucking show. Like, if you had any doubts about Aaron Rodgers and his fucking weak ass chin strap, then you don't have any doubts about him after Sunday. Because that motherfucker there, he did his motherfucking thing and he eliminated the motherfucking Cowboys. And why I bring all this full circle to say, Cowboy fans, y'all took a beating on social media this week. And y'all deserve it because y'all are America's team. Y'all are the Cowboys. That y'all are the team that, you know, the straw that stirs the fucking the cup. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hold the NFL on your back. You know what I'm saying? So when y'all win, it's a party. Everybody loving it. But when y'all lose, we gonna get on y'all ass because y'all are the most annoying fan base in the NFL. Cowboy fans are the most loud, obnoxious. Cowboys? Get on my nerves.
For no reason, too. Like, I don't have anything personally against the Cowboys, right? Like, I would love to be a fan of the Cowboys now because of your quarterback and running back situation. Like, I fucks with both of them. I wish the Rams would have took motherfucking Dax and Zeke is from St. Louis. So I would love to be a Cowboys fan. However, my neighbor downstairs lost all his fucking mind during that game. He was so loud, I thought he was in the goddamn apartment with me. So the fact that y'all lost, I'm happy. I'm sorry. I'm elated. He was so hurt, bro. I went up that night to drop off a package, and this motherfucker came out. It was like 11:30, 12 o'clock. Man, we lost, bro. I was like, okay, nigga. He was defeated. He outside pacing. at midnight. It's just rough, man. So I'm glad y'all lost. I'm sorry. But it was a great game. It was a fucking amazing game. Is Aaron Rodgers the GOAT?
No.
I asked you this last week. You ain't gonna change that position? This is before the game when I asked you.
No, he's not the GOAT. He's not.
Brady's the GOAT?
He's the best playing right now, but he's not the GOAT.
Who? So is Brady the GOAT?
Yes.
Could Brady have made that throw that he made?
5 years ago, probably.
I think we get spoiled by Brady because he doesn't have that many of those kind of plays, but he's got seasons of those plays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not individual shit. This dude has been to the playoffs, what, 12 years in a row?
I don't think he's ever missed the playoffs.
That's crazy. Like, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, I'm not a Brady fan. I'm watching all this hype all of a sudden. Because I didn't hear this narrative about Aaron Rodgers until, like, week 10. Because the first half of the season, they was like, what's wrong with him? Maybe it's time to go to a backup. Maybe he's getting old. That was the conversation the first half of the season when they was like, what was it, 2-4 or some shit like that?
Yeah, but he ain't played the first four games. You talking about the Packers?
Yeah, I'm talking about Packers.
Yeah. Before they won his little 9-10 game winning streak, yeah.
Yeah, when they first came out there, it was like, yo, maybe Rodgers is done. Maybe, you know, maybe we need to start looking for his replacement. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? All the writing was on the wall. They're not looking that good. And then once he hit the whole hold on, it was all over from that. From that point on, he's the best quarterback ever. All right. Y'all slow down, man. Jared Cook with the catch of his life. Fucking bum. You wasted 3 seasons in St. Louis. You ain't catch shit like that.
And you have a quarterback, man.
You still have to catch the ball when it's thrown to you. He dropped a lot of shit in St. Louis. A lot of shit. Like, my immediate thought when we got him and he dropped those first 12 passes was like, what the fuck did we get him for? We brought over, I thought he was like the reception tight end, and he was a bum in St. Louis. And he's been a bum in Green Bay, right? Except for that catch.
Yeah, well, you know, Green Bay, man, Aaron Rodgers, it depends on who he throws. He throws to everybody, man. He
throws to every fucking body, so. You know.
Everybody. If you out there, you catch the ball, man. Like,
are the Cowboys back next season?
Nah. They didn't play a tough schedule this year. They played a lot of, you know, they lost to all the good teams they played. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so the rest of their schedule was, like, against teams with losing records and, you know, none of the top-tier teams. So, of course, they beat up on them. You know what I'm saying? And because look at the Giants. The Giants had damn near the same record as the Cowboys. They were just, like, a game behind them. And they was, like, either 12-4 or 11. You know, they wasn't that, you know what I'm saying? Cowboys... They got a good offense, but that shit gonna get, you know, niggas got tape now. You know, NFL people sit around, spend 60 hours a week looking at film. So, yeah, they gonna make adjustments. Cowboys are back, you know, competitive, but they're not gonna go 13-3 next year.
They gotta trade Romo and get a pass rusher.
Man, they better keep Romo.
I agree. I would keep Romo because you never know. And yeah, if you have a backup, you need to have one of the best 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, because they damn sure going to need somebody on defense. You know what I'm saying? Because their defense is horrible.
But if you could trade Romo and get a pass rusher and a top three pick, are you trading him?
I mean, I guess. I mean, you know, business-wise, that would be a smart decision. But, you know, I would just keep Romo.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to just let him walk with them. Like, if your backup is one of the best quarterbacks we've had in the past 10, 15 years, it's kind of hard to just let him.
But Romo, like, 36 years old, too.
So you only got 2 seasons left. That's why you're not going to get more than the third round
pick. Yeah, that's why I'm not going to make you leave and go nowhere else. Like, it's going to be a train wreck. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
And if I'm Romo, I don't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You done been here all this time?
I'm like, yo, I done made plenty of money, man. Send me, you know, what you need me to make? $4 million a year to make it happen? Yeah.
I'm staying here. I've been here all this time. Yeah, I've been here for them losing-ass teams. I'm here.
I stay here and be a backup, you know what I'm saying, for 3 years and not have to play. And then, you know, whenever my number's called, play, and it's no big deal.
Hey, man, we'll have to see how this shit plays. The season's almost over, man. We'll have to see what happens. The Raiders, my early winner this week, the Raiders have filed the paperwork to go to Vegas. So props to the Raiders for making a good move, a smart move. You got to get that move in. I'm proud of that. I also have
okay, though.
Huh?
Is the league going to okay it?
They already thought it was a good idea before they put in the paperwork. Like, the paperwork is just...
It has to get approved by, what, two-thirds?
Yeah, this shit's done.
Okay.
Like, they agreed on the idea of Vegas having a team.
Okay.
They just had to put a team there. So now the paperwork's in. This shit's a done deal.
Damn.
So props to the Las Vegas Raiders. I hope y'all keep the name and the colors and everything. You just go to Vegas. You probably won't be there forever, but it's a good stop.
Good. California didn't need that many football teams anyhow.
Man. They didn't, man. You know, San Diego, y'all got a long way to go. Like, y'all still, even if y'all, when y'all move there next season, y'all still gonna be the third favorite team in LA. And that's fucked up. My other winner this week is Jay-Z.
Nigga, they might be the fifth favorite team in
LA. They gonna be the fifth favorite team.
USC and UCLA, man.
They gotta be higher than UCLA.
I mean, they...
Football. They gotta be higher than UCLA football.
Listen, it's all right.
God damn, yeah, man.
USC Trojans are the number one team in the city.
No, the Raiders are the number one team in the city.
Raiders in Oakland.
I know, but they're still an L.A. team. It's still...
L.A., look, USC runs that. USC is the number one team in L.A.
You think the USC Trojans have more fans than the Raiders in L.A.?
Hell yes.
You're fucking crazy. Have you been to L.A.?
Yes.
How many USC... jerseys and shit did you see in LA?
Plenty.
You a fucking liar, bro. I've never seen one, and I've been in LA a couple times.
Tell you, man.
Sorry. Never right. Seen one.
USC runs LA, man. You probably Google that right now. What's the number one football team in Los Angeles?
It's going to say USC. It's going to say the Raiders.
It's going to say USC.
Asterisk. It's going to say the Raiders with the asterisk because they in Oakland. But the Raiders are the first team in LA. The
number one team. Let's see. The number... One
That's
team.
The only way USC is because of the technicality of the Raiders not being in LA. The Raiders are absolutely the favorite team in LA.
Let's see.
You can just put favorite team.
The number one team, yeah.
And I'm talking about across all sports. It's the Raiders.
Let's see.
Raiders and then the Dodgers.
Okay. Lakers, all teams.
Oh, of course. Lakers. I forgot about the Lakers. Yeah, I forgot about the Lakers.
Football-wise, it's got to be USC.
Bruh, I've been to L.A. a few times. I haven't even seen any fucking maroon in L.A., bruh. And I'm talking about from Carson to Hollywood, I ain't seen no maroon. Ain't nobody fucking with USC like that. But the Raiders, nigga? The Raiders? Bruh. You were live in the 90s? How many Raiders starter jackets and shit? It's the Raiders, bruh. It's not even close. It's the Raiders. And even when they moved to Vegas, it's still the Raiders. My other winner this week was Jay-Z.
Okay. Why was Jay-Z your winner?
Because Jay-Z has apparently just signed Fat Joe to Rockefeller. Or to Rock Nation. And he's also about to sign Jim Jones. The reason that makes him a winner is because he had beef with both them motherfuckers. This also makes him a loser. Because in 2017, Jay-Z just signed Fat Joe and Jim Jones. They washed, bruh. Can we say that without catching heat? Can we say that they washed without catching heat?
No, you can't. You can't catch any heat.
Is Fat Joe washed? Musically, is he washed?
I mean... I'm not really checking for, you know. Oh, okay. I found the list. Sorry. Fat Joe, but yeah. I'm going to say he watched, man. No, I'm not checking for no Fat Joe rhyme, man. I mean, he make a good little anthem, you know, every 2-3 years. You know what I'm saying? But that's about it, man. I'm not buying no Fat Joe album. I'll listen to you All the Way Up, seeing you Lean Back, seeing you What's Love, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, nah. Not checking for Fat Joe.
Now, I will go ahead and say this before I catch the heat that I'm sure I'm going to catch from somebody. Like, the one person that actually still fucks with us is going to be fucking with Fat Joe and Jim Jones. I have been biased against both of the motherfuckers from Jump. So I've never liked Fat Joe. I've never liked Jim Jones. So there's that. So take what I say with a grain of salt. My other loser this week is Jerry Rice. Now, Jerry Rice, you've been my loser a couple times in 2016. My first loser of 2017, highest ranked loser, is Jerry Rice, because now you're doing Popeye's commercials. Did you see the helmet?
No.
He's got a Popeye's helmet. Here's the killer. The face mask, like the little kicker face mask that he got, the one bar, has a piece of chicken in the middle. Jay Rice, bro. What the fuck? What happened to you?
What, man?
What happened to Jay Rice?
Hey, man, nigga, nothing. He was just like, yo, the money dried up. I ain't made no good investments, man.
What the fuck, man? The only reason I jumped ahead of Young Wiz and Lose is because yours always better than mine, so I just wanted to get them in real quick.
Oh, but just you know, the 10 most popular Los Angeles sports teams.
First of all, by what date?
June 13th, 2016.
And what publication is this?
This is on The Heckler.
That sounds like some bullshit, but go ahead.
It's okay, they got the Lakers number one,
right.
The Dodgers number two, USC football number three, the LA Galaxy number four.
Oh, God, we know that they fucking lying.
The Clippers number five. They said NFL team, expected arrival 2016, so that's the Rams. And the Kings, Sparks, and then they said the Breakers, and then number 10 is UCLA basketball.
So they don't even have LA on there. So that's the asterisk. It's because LA's not, I mean, the Raiders aren't in LA. But the Raiders are loved by LA as the number one team outside of the Lakers, bruh. Mm. Fuck that list. First of all, the Galaxy number three? Is that what it said?
Yeah.
And the Clippers were number five?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Man, nobody likes the Clippers, man.
The Clippers don't like the Clippers.
You see what I'm saying?
That shit is crazy. We know that's a lie.
Okay.
Look, LA would trade the Raiders for the Clippers in a heartbeat.
Okay, this is a little more later. This is a little more newsroom.lmu.edu. Okay, this is the latest poll.
It's some weak ass school.
Yeah, Loyola Marymount.
Oh, they don't even. Go ahead. They ain't been relevant since the '80s. But go ahead.
Damn,
it's like Lynn Bias and that.
No, that was the other boy, Bo Kimble and that nigga that passed out, Hank Gathers.
Fuck out of here, man. Go ahead.
Let me see what this one say. They say the Dodgers over to the Lakers.
That's I already don't agree with that. But go ahead.
The next three. Okay. Let's see. Trying to read. Okay, so we got the Dodgers, Lakers, then they got the Clippers, Kings, and Galaxy. No, that's just a sports team.
And they got to be going by recent, like, hotness.
Yeah,
that's the reason the Dodgers are higher than Lakers.
Millennials, yeah, because they win it.
Yeah, because they win it, but there's nothing touching the Lakers in LA. Like, if you pick four teams across franchise that will never move, it's the St. Louis Cardinals, it's the LA Lakers, it's the Boston Celtics, and it's the New York Knicks.
Okay. Here's the latest rankings. This was just December 2016. Number 10 is the Rams. Number 9 is the Galaxy. Number 8 is the Angels. 7 is the Clippers. 6 is the Anaheim Ducks. 5 is the Bruins. 4 is the Kings. 3 is the Trojans. 2 is the Dodgers. And 1 is the Lakers. Told you, man.
The reason that they're not listing the Raiders is because they're not in LA.
Listen, you talking about the Trojans and they the number three. Look, dude, that's why I said the Trojans, man. They the number one football team in LA, bro.
In LA.
Yeah.
Yes, but not the number one team loved by LA.
I'm just, they the only one they never left.
That's the reason for that shit. It's the Palace team. They don't have that option. Who's your winners and losers this week?
Ah, man, my winner this week, man. My winner this week, man. I'm gonna do something different for my winner, man. Ooh. I'm gonna support a black business for my next couple of winners, man. And this week's black business, man, that I'm supporting, that I want people to support, is in Greensboro, North Carolina. It goes by the name of Lawn Care Nuts, man. But their motto is, the grass is greener on our side of the fence. Mm. Yeah, man. So, you know, they specialize in organic lawn care for all you people that care about, you know, what you're putting on your ground, not putting chemicals, you know, it's good for your pets and, you know what I'm saying, you know, certain bad chemicals burn your grass, whatever. But you don't have to worry about that because my man Michael at Lawn Care Nuts will take care of that for you. So if you're in Greensboro, North Carolina or around that area, you can give him a call at 336-609 2735.
Wow, it's a full-out commercial.
Yeah, it's a full-out commercial. This is what I'm doing for all my black businesses, man. Next week, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? You know, my black business, I'm going to do some research. I'm going to find people, man. This is what I'm going to do.
This is early. It's not even February yet.
Exactly.
Wow.
I think we should support black businesses throughout the year. Not just
What the fuck is this? New year?
New year, new me.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yes, man. But yeah, that was my winner this week. So from now on, my winner is going to be a black business. Let's see.
I like that. I might follow your lead on that.
Yeah, man. And my loser this week is Martin Luther King III.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you my loser? Because on your daddy's, the observance of your daddy's birthday, you went and had a meeting with Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. Another motherfucker went to see Trump?
On his day, on Martin Luther King Day.
Come on, bro. Why the fuck are you? Look, Trump must have some dirt on y'all ass or a nice ass checkbook.
Hey, I'm telling you, Martin Luther King III. You on your daddy's birthday, my nigga? Like, shit. Really?
You know, I heard Corey Holcomb talk about it. The joke was funny. It was terrible, and I'm gonna say it, but it's not my words. Mm-hmm. Corey Holcomb said it was easy to get him down there because he grew up without a father. I was like, God damn! Holy shit! That's some heat for your and Corey Holcomb called him the side baby. Is MLK Jr. the side baby? Do you know? Like, is that Coretta Scott's son?
Is he?
Corey Holcomb said that he the side baby.
Oh shit! Let's find out.
Now, I don't know if that was a joke or not. I gotta think that if he was a side baby, it would have been a bigger story.
Let's see, man.
So it says that he was born to Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott.
Okay.
So it says in here, now this is on Wikipedia, which you know is always right.
Yeah, Wikipedia's gotta be right.
And Wiki said that, you know, that's the parent, so. Whew. That's crazy. But the joke was fucking hilarious. It's terrible, but it's hilarious. You want to give our shout out so we can get up out of here, bro?
Oh, man. You know, the usual suspects, man. The staff, man. Shout out to GQ Blue. Be easy. It's all right. Man, shout out to Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to my dog and B-more, Peppy J. Shout out to Ruler myself. Rich ass nigga. All them fucking shoes, man. Shout out to Gerard. Shout out to fucking VG, man. VG showed back up, man. Had to tell him, man. Yeah, man. VG was about to get hustled out of some money, man. But shout out to VG. Shout out to any of our listeners. Oh, shout out to Kimberly Jean-Pierre. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Talia. Shout out to who else? Hey, look, I was going around and working, subscribing to the Frocast and all their phones this week. Yeah. So, you know, we got some more listeners this week. You know what I mean?
That's the most gangster shit ever.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, let me see your phone. Going to that little party. Subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Thanks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah. So, anybody y'all know, man, if they got to, man, subscribe to this shit. Man, even if they don't listen to it, subscribe, man. We got to get numbers up, man, so we can get the fuck up out the hood, man.
Hey, man, the number one spot is open. We coming for it.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man, fuck it, man. Why not us, bro?
Number one spot is open. I'm just saying. Well, I guess, I mean, Desus and Mero don't really count as a podcast because they got a TV show now.
They still do a podcast, though.
Yeah, but it don't count. You got a TV show. More people are watching you than listening.
Yeah, man. Exactly. They famous now, man. They moved up, man. They bad and bougie now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, fuck. Don't give them that. Don't put that on them.
I'm just saying, you know, it's just, that's a good thing.
The song is terrible, though. But anyway, man, this has been another episode of the Frocast with your man, Sarray, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King German, the most electrified motherfucking podcast. And today, yesterday, and forever, we will holler at y'all next time on the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Oh, I mean, I forgot, man. Shout out to Dr. Braces, man. It's my dog over there. I almost forgot.
Oh, for sure.
Yep. All right, man. We out, man. Peace.
We out.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com.